Good morning, happy Sabbath.
Good morning.
Oh, wait. Okay. Good morning and happy Sabbath. Okay, so today I'm going to tell you a story about obeying your father and your mother. So who here can say that they obey their parents? I got like 4 people out of all of you guys. Y'all don't listen to your parents? So this story is going to tell you how important it is to listen to them. So there's 2 ducks. Do you guys know what ducks look like? Yeah, so imagine there was 2 of them. One's name was Quick, and one's name was Quack, all right? Now, these 2 brothers love competition against each other. They were always racing, whether it was flying or whether it was swimming in the water, always racing. So they would always go up the river to visit their uncle. But down the river is when the real race started. So Quack was going down the river, and he said that he had this new trick he wanted to try in the river. His mother always told him not to go in the middle because that's where the current was. So it was really fast there. So he said, "Ugh, I don't have to listen to my mom. I can go in the middle of the river, and I can do this trick, and I'm going to win." So Quick goes into the middle of the river, and Quack sees him. And he says, "Ugh, I have to listen to my mom, but it's going to let me lose the race. He's going to win." So Quick is going, and he does his trick, and he makes it to the end. But he sees that the current is taking him into a whirlpool in the middle of the river. And he's going down quick. And Quack can't help him. There's no animal there that is strong enough to get him out of the water until a cow comes and rescues him. Once he gets onto the ground, he's really, really dizzy, and he always wished that he listened to his mom, right? He wouldn't be in that situation. So even though he won the race, he will always regret not listening to his mom. And Quack, even though he lost, he was still safe the whole time. Okay, so I have a verse here. Let me find it. Okay, it's Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. It says, "Children, obey your mother in the Lord, for it is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise, so that you may go well with you and you may enjoy your long life on earth." So who here thinks that they can remember to obey their parents so they can live this long life on earth? Everybody should have their hand raised. Okay, so who would like to pray for me? Okay, all 3 of y'all can come.
Our Father, which art in heaven, thank you for this holy day that you've given us, Lord, so we can worship your holy name, Lord. And give us the Holy Spirit without a witness here, Lord, so we won't be scared when Jacob's trouble is going to come, Lord. And give us the Holy Spirit so we can pass persecution and faith, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Our Father, which are in heaven, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for our life. Thank you for our health. Forgive our daily sins that we have committed every single day against you. Thank you for this Sabbath day of forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for another day to worship in your temple where we learn stuff, may we learn to things that make our life better. Because we trusted you, we chose you. And thank you for this story. I hope we remember it, and all for those kids that you have made would obey their parents and you. 2, 4. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.